How do you install the intelligent OpenClaw Multibot ClawDawBot helper on your own computer? Does running the helper really come down to a single command in the console, as the project's own page promises? What can OpenClaw do? What difficulties can be encountered during installation? This is where I will try to present it. I will show here my authentic story of configuration and testing of one of the first versions of OpenClaw, more precisely, the version as of 01/02/2026. I will check if the project is already suitable for the gray user, or if it still needs improvements. What is OpenClaw? Basically, it's a runtime environment for various LLMs, large language models. It gives them access to our PC and to all sorts of tools. Information about OpenClaw has already been presented. Related topics: Multibot, ClawBot, conquers the internet, the first real AI assistant, when bots replace humans, the death of online forums, and the birth of the artificial community. The very concept of providing tools for LLM does not seem new. All the magic here comes from the level of models used. The better the AI, the better the results. I first experimented with tools for AI a good 3 years ago in the thread Home Assistant for Light Control, Prompt ChatGPT, OpenAI API in action. The question is how well organized it is here. Let's check. Installation. The homepage OpenClaw gives several different ways to install. I was most curious about the one-liner for Windows. I specifically set up a fresh virtual machine for this to see how the script would behave when fired up by a non-technical person. Additionally, I didn't want to risk accidentally leaking something of my data. LLMs are susceptible to executing hidden commands contained in the data. Script used. Unfortunately, the script crashes after installing Node.js. It supposedly installs something, but then gets an error and restarting it doesn't change anything, and so it goes on and on. I installed Node.js manually. I was hoping that would be the only problem. However, no. Something is wrong with npm, but npm is in the path variable. The console should see them. Anyway, it can see them. Between attempts, I restarted the CMD window. Then let's try installing via npm. It won't be one line anymore, but it's also short. Check. This time the error appears at Git. You can guess that Git is simply not installed on this system. I decided to install it manually. After installing Git, in the end, much was missing from the promised one-liner. Onboarding. Configuration begins with a warning as to the experimental state of the project. Then we configure the LLM that will drive OpenClaw. I decided to use Gemini via the API key. The large number of supported language model integrations is undoubtedly to be commended. Skills, i.e. integrations with other systems. I will test this later. Then we configure the communicator to issue commands to the agent, WhatsApp. OpenClaw supports a wide range of instant messengers. In this case, I decided to use WhatsApp. I had some concerns, as this is how OpenClaw will know my phone number, but I took the risk. The account pairs by scanning the QR code in WhatsApp. OpenClaw generates a personalized code for the user. OpenClaw is worth putting on a separate phone number. However, I did not have access to one, so I implemented everything in one. This has a big downside. It then looks like we are talking to ourselves. For a trial, I had the AI remind me of an email after 15 minutes. The reminder failed. I then tried to install Notepad++. It was reasonably successful. AI downloaded the installer, but I had to confirm the installation myself on the UAC window from Windows. I wanted the AI to write something in it, but it wrote in the search box. Only on the third attempt did it succeed. I also managed to persuade the AI to write a simple program there and send me a screenshot. This was coupled with the AI's thoughts getting into my chat due to text processing errors. Note, this was just a test of the AI's ability to move around the desktop.